I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese, brought to you by Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials. Well, if you listened last week, I previewed a series of reports we're doing on raised bed gardens, and we talked about the kinds of materials you can use to build a raised bed. And you can hear that report if you'd like by going to radio.com. This week, how big should a raised bed be? Well, width should be a minimum of 4 foot. That way you can reach easily across it. The length, a bed can be any length you'd like as long as the sides are supported about every 3 to 4 feet so that it will resist the soil's outward pressure. Either drive a 2x stake next to the sides or attach the ends of a wood or metal strapping to the opposite side of the bed. Now, the height, low beds are less work to construct and fill, but require more digging to prep the soil beneath the bed. High beds means less digging and less stooping, but need more soil and building materials. 11 inches is a common height. That'll take two 2x6s stacked on edge. Now, how deep to make it? Well, tender herbs can grow in 6 to 8 inches of soil, but many vegetable roots go much deeper. Make room for them by building a higher side bed or double digging below the grade, or both. As you dig, amend the top 10 inches of underbed soil with peat moss or coconut coir. This organic matter helps retain water in sandy soil and improve drainage in clay soils. Lettuces, potatoes, radishes, strawberries will need about 12 to 18 inches. Carrots, peas, beans, cucumbers, and peppers, 18 to 24. And tomatoes, rhubarb, asparagus, and artichokes, 24 to 36 inches. So how big should your raised bed be? Depends on what you're going to plant. Hey, if you missed this report or want to hear it again, simply go to radio.com and it'll be there for you with all of the series as well. And I'll be here back at 10 o'clock with an edition of Hammer Time Radio 30 years on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.